Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Spomp and the other guys on a Monday here, talking Penguins and talking trade deadline. Coming up April 12th. And whether we think, I think there's a lot of people who think it's not still not worth it to invest in this team and that they aren't capable of making a run in the playoffs, not capable of getting out of this division. I'm certainly not predicting them to get out of the division, but I haven't seen to this point that they're overwhelmed by the competition in the division. I love the way that Gino is suddenly moving around. I think Sid still has plenty of jump in his game at his age. So I wouldn't be stunned if they made a nice playoff run, which to me would be getting out of this division. You know, I wouldn't be stunned by that. How about you, Bob?
No, not at all. And I think this is one of the reasons why, you know, over the years they've resisted movement with some of their, you know, upper end guys because they still think they have plenty. I think Chris Letang is playing some of his best hockey all of a sudden after up and down start. I think Malkin is showing you that there's a lot left in him, and Crosby is still Crosby, and they're still, you know, in the early portions of the 30s. So I think this team, and you're right, there aren't many teams that have jumped out and looked terrific here. Now, if you look at some of the other teams in the East, in the other conference or division, you'll find that Tampa is still a very good hockey club, and there are some surprises. I think Carolina's a team that, but overall, you can't make a clear-cut case that the Penguins can't win the Eastern Conference. I think just like anybody else, I learned a big lesson when I'm in the West. I used to follow St. Louis Blues. I always liked their hockey team for some reason. But when they were dead last a couple of years ago and they made a coaching change and then they brought a couple of deals that helped them and then all of a sudden they go from the worst team in hockey to win a Stanley Cup, that's why you try to play every year. That's why you don't sacrifice years. I think we get caught up, Ron, too much in this today where people want to, well, let's look to the future, and we'll try to
get
higher draft picks. And what's that?
Let me ask you something real quick because I was just talking about this morning. And if you know, Ron, chime in by all means. My understanding this year is there is no conferences, that they're going to take the four. It's divisional playoffs, and then you'll have four survivors of each division, and then you simply go one through four. So I mean, you know, let's say the Bruins get out of the East here, they could play Vegas in the semifinals. I don't think there is an Eastern Conference.
Well, you know what I meant. I mean, of the teams that they play in their whatever, I don't see any teams that are – I think the West, those teams, there are a lot of good teams there that would give me probably headaches to try to prepare for. But, Ron, my point is I don't – if the Penguins play the way they're capable of playing, you can't tell me that they're not capable of going on a long run. I still believe that's the case.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's the same as it is pretty much every year where they can beat anybody and anybody can beat them. So it wouldn't surprise me if they win a series or two. It wouldn't surprise me if they go out in the first round either. We saw that happen each of the last 2 years. What, they won one out of 8 games against the Islanders and then against Montreal. So are they? If they play well, can they beat anybody? Yeah. I don't know that I'm going to predict that they're going to, you know, I'm changing. I think they have a real good chance to make the playoffs. I don't know how many rounds, if any, I'm going to have them winning, depending on who they play. But certainly they're capable of it, Joe. But, getting there first is obviously the key, and then you take your chances after that.
Is the window still open?
Yeah. I think, and to get to your point about a potential trade, if I'm Ron Hextall, I'm looking to make just one move that gives me a better chance. And it doesn't even have to be a dynamic move. I mean, I think we all still think, you know, they need a little more toughness on the blue line, although Dumoulin coming back has really had a noticeable effect these last two games. So I do think, you know, with a tweak maybe, not necessarily a bombshell trade, Joe, they might be able to make themselves better.
So we all agree here that the window is still open for the Penguins because a lot of people don't. Bob, you agree? Yes?
Yeah, why wouldn't you think that? I mean, you're right. I mean, any scenario can happen, but if you believe you can contend, then you should address it that way. And, you know, again, if I'm the Penguins, I look at what they have, all of a sudden some depth on the blue line when everybody's healthy. They can use some of that to alleviate some of their problems, which to me mostly lie on the fourth line. So I would try, sure, why not? I certainly don't look at this as a team that has the window completely shut. It's closing, I would say that, but I see a lot of potential there in terms of getting the right matchups in a postseason series. I think they can do some damage. But I also think, like Ron said, in the way it is, you can get eliminated real quickly if you don't do those things you're supposed to do. But it's still available to them if they do the right things.
You know, Joe, I've been down on Malkin all year, and I think I've had good cause to be on him. I thought he had his two best games. These last two, and I got to give a little bit of credit to Kapanen. I think Kapanen has really brought out the best in him. Kapanen's speed is just extraordinary, and I think that Malkin has played with that. Malkin set up Kapanen for a fabulous chance yesterday that he didn't score on, and then obviously Kapanen set up Malkin for an easy tap-in, which he did score on. I like those two together, and I'm more encouraged by anything by how Malkin has played these past couple of games, and I've been down on him all year, but I'm going to give him credit now. I think he's picked up his game, and I think Kapanen has had a lot to do with that, Joe.
Yeah, I think he's been trending. I mean, for Gino, it's all about, it would appear, was all about him not being in shape at the beginning of the year. And now, I mean, anybody who's watching can tell, I think, over the last several games that he's moving around a lot better. But if we all agree that the window is open here, then it's a team that you should be trying to add to, I think. And you know, Tampa Bay, I would say, is the clear-cut favorite, maybe, with Vegas. Would you say those are the two favorites right now in the NHL? And I don't think the Penguins, of course, are not as good as those teams, I don't think. But it's not like they're void of talent either. Young talent, I'm talking about. Gensel, Rust, still in their 20s. Kapanen, when he's playing like this, is a young guy. Marino not having a great season. He's still a 20-something. Dumoulin is still barely in his 20s. So they have younger talent that can mesh with their older guys, which is a formula the Bruins have used in recent years. It's a formula the Capitals used when they won the Cup. You got to have some younger guys coming up. I think they have that. Like, I don't know why people – Bob, you mentioned, you know, why would people say the window's shut? I think their argument would be – that they can't picture Sid and Gino getting it done anymore. They just don't think the team is good enough overall to make a run in the playoffs. To which, again, I would say, then if you're in that camp, then you must think blow it up. I'm not sure what else your solution would be here. You know,
right? And people fall into that all the time. Blow it up is like the easy way to say, well, you never know about sports. Like I said, I use the St. Louis example. There are plenty of them. If you get the right chemistry, and you're right. Look, I mean, Gensel's young. Rust is young. Kapanen's young. You look at some of the guys on their defense that they brought in. They're young. And even the guys who are in their 30s, I think, are playing better than, you know, that age would make you think, Ron. So, to me, I don't see any teams, maybe save Tampa Bay, that are significantly better than them. They can match up with a lot of teams, but then it's on them to execute when they get the opportunity and not fall flat on their face like they did the last 2 years, Ron.
Well, I think there's a difference between wanting to blow it up and thinking they're a real legitimate contender. You know, you can add to what you have and try to enhance your chances of becoming that legitimate contender, and I think that's going to be Hextall's calling here to try to add to what they have. I don't know, you know, if they're good enough right now the way they are to win a cup, But that doesn't mean I'm in favor of them blowing it all up, because maybe if you do add the right piece and get a little bit lucky, you know, you might be able to get on some kind of a roll after that. So I'm not saying blow it up, but I don't know that I'm saying I think they're good enough to win as they are, Joe.
But you are saying the window's open, so that would be
if you add to the right. If you add the right pieces, yes.
Which pieces? Because you said just one move is all you want to see, so you must not think they're that far away.
I'm not the GM. I don't know what you know what's available, what isn't. I mean, I'd like to get a little tougher around the net still. I don't know if that one particular move will get them over the top or not, but I wouldn't mind trying starting there anyway.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I think you add to this team. I still think their defense is a little bit too much on the finesse side for me. And then the fourth line is something that you address. Third or fourth line, your bottom six. I would like somebody to help add some personality to that group. And I think that could go a long ways with this team. And then if your young goaltender, if he keeps playing like this, why couldn't they beat teams in the playoffs? If they started a seven-game series tomorrow against the Capitals, Flyers, Bruins, Islanders, I wouldn't like the Islanders matchup necessarily. But it's not like I think they couldn't beat any one of those teams, honestly.
Well, sure they could, Joe. But any one of those teams could beat them as well.
My point is, you could say that about the entire NHL, except maybe one team.
I don't think there's that much difference between any of these teams.
Yeah, that would be the point for me. Is that means you could get out of this division and make a run? 412-928-9370. Do you think the Penguins are worth adding to? And we also have an interesting Ben item here from Peter King that we're going to talk about excuse me, in just a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.